Word of the year for 2020. Chances are that you have a word of the year for 2020. Or, maybe you are aware of others having a word of the year? Maybe you'd like to choose one but don't know how? Either way, by creating a word of the year, it can do powerful things for you if you let it. Last year my word of the year was create. I reminded myself each day via a calendar reminder that I can and will create. That I've got this. I believed in my word and I did come out at the end of the year much stronger because of it. I was originally heading towards rockstar as I really wanted to rock this year, but after careful consideration and reviewing my business plans for this year, I had a change of mind. My 2020 word of the year is strong. This is a year of pivot and change for me, so I will be strong as I navigate through it. I am mentally powerful. There may be challenges and roadblocks, but I can and will be strong. The word strong doesn't just apply to my business circumstances but to my personal life as well. It is a mindset. It's true that our minds are powerful, and we don't use them to full capacity, but if we strive to be positive, it's amazing what can come out of it. Hooray! Download a copy of my Word of the Year guidebook to discover what your word is. I would love to hear what your Word of the Year is. Drop a comment below or share this post on my Facebook page with the comment. My word of the year is, and insert your word. I plan on reminding myself every day to be strong and constantly challenge myself. I will create my own vision board based on strength and make a playlist of songs that relate to my word as well. How do you remind yourself? You could put a post-it note with the word in bold on your computer monitor. Use a whiteboard marker and write it on your office window. Yes, it does come off. You should see my window. Do a daily reminder on your computer or phone. Create a Spotify playlist, or create a Pinterest board. Choose a way to remind yourself each and every day.